It's the Third Street Podcast.
Are we live?
Welcome back to the Third Street Podcast. This is episode... I don't know what episode it is.
It's episode 19.
19.
Damn. Tannen, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, but it's snowing again, and I'm not all that excited about the snow. Makes my day job kind of difficult.
Snow equals bad.
Yep, it's one of the downfalls of being in Colorado. Well, as Wyatt said, this is the Third Street Podcast. We're going to play some trivia. Let's pick some teams. How about that? All right. So, last thing to do is enter your team names into here. We're doing B-holes again.
Yeah.
You guys going Wheezy Bibs, or are you guys coming up with a new name?
I don't know. We need to start tracking.
Wyatt, you feel Wheezy Bibs?
Oh, no, man. I just can't think of anything better in this moment right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for now, we'll go Wheezy Bibs, I guess.
Sweet. All right. So, let's cue the tunes. While this is playing, show us your tat.
Show us your yak. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
It's not finished. I'm sorry.
Get naked.
Sorry, you only have like 20 minutes of...
Sick. You gotta move the mic so the camera can see it.
Let the eagle speak into the microphone.
Damn. It's quite a bit bigger than it looked in pictures.
You know, shit fucking rips.
You should have like...
Tattoos hurt really bad.
You should have like a...
Shit hurt down there, huh?
Yeah, up here.
And you should,
Worst on my collarbone, it's all bruised up. Fucking sucks.
You should put Joe Walsh's name next to it.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, I'll get the other half in 2 weeks.
Heck yeah.
All right, well.
Let's go, Album Art Yellow.
Album Art.
I thought we'd spend for this.
Yellow.
What?
Say what?
Aren't we supposed to spin?
Oh. He just spun to see who would go.
The random spinning is just for the two random gauntlets.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay. Your 2-point album art is... A My Chemical Romance.
Black Parade. 2006?
Title year. Title year.
6 or 7, yeah.
They're I think like, it's 2006. Like Black Parade 2006.
You game with that?
Yeah.
Black Parade 2006 is correct.
Damn it.
Good call.
You didn't think they were right, or you were just...
I was just giving them a boo.
Okay, word. Okay, solid. I was like, that's what I was hoping.
Starting this round off with some points.
That's one of my favorite, like, post-punk records ever. I love that record.
I haven't listened to it a long time.
Wheezy Bibs, pick a category.
It actually, I don't know. You want to go for 3 on album art or just easier?
Shit.
Dude.
Send it, I guess. You know what I mean?
Send it. Let's just go full send. 3 on album art.
All right. 3-point album art is... This record, I need the album title, the artist, and the year released.
It's Modest Mouse.
It's Modest Mouse for sure. Year released, 2009?
That feels right. I just don't know what the fuck the name of the album is. I know that this is the first one where they kind of went the pop direction.
It is the first one that went the pop direction. I'm going to go with, I don't know, you think like Arrows? I mean, there's arrows on the cover.
It's a good guess. I know that's not it, but that's
how about how about Big Arrows? I'm joking.
Big Arrows. No, we'll go. What'd you say? 2009? Modest Mouse, Big Arrows, 2009.
That's your final guess?
Arrows.
Modest Mouse, 2009, Big Arrows.
Arrows.
It is a Modest Mouse record. It is not Arrows. It's not Big Arrows, and it's not 2009.
Dang it.
B-holes, you guys got a guess on album title and year.
Is this before the Blue album, Missed the Boat?
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
And the name I do not know. White Arrow.
Yeah, I have no idea what the name is either.
I feel so bad because
I've listened to the album so many times.
About hunting.
2003. You guys going 2003, 2001? What?
2003.
And album title?
White Arrow. I don't know.
White Arrow.
No idea.
Both of those are incorrect. Mm.
What is it?
This is one that, if you didn't know the album title, you weren't going to get it. Good News for People Who Love Bad News.
But you were way closer on time, 2004.
Yeah.
Like, this is before the Blue Record, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, Blue Record was like 2006 or 2007.
I think it's 2007.
But great record. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But, two points lost there. Not taken advantage of. But Weezy Bibs is on the board. 2-1. That leaves it to the B-holes to pick a category.
What do you think, John?
You want to go music trivia 2?
Sure.
Music trivia 2 points. What band originally performed under the name Sarin Gas until 2002 when they moved to the United States and changed their name to avoid confusion with the deadly chemical Sarin Gas?
Jesus. 2002.
What the
fuck, dude?
Man.
I have no idea.
Fuck me.
Jet.
Sure.
I have no idea.
That's actually a good guess. That's a really good guess, actually.
I think they stayed in Australia. Is that where they're from? But I don't know. Let's just go with that.
Jet?
Yeah.
Jet is a terrible guess. Not the right answer.
Fuck you, bro. All
right. I don't know. It's got to be like a gnarly band, right?
Is it to us to guess now?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Gaslight Anthem? Let's just go. I don't know. Up to you. I would go Gaslight Anthem.
All right. Gaslight Anthem.
Gaslight Anthem is incorrect.
Dang it.
Wow.
This is
a hard question.
Seether.
Dang, dude. Ooh,
wow.
Really?
Fuck you, Zach.
Didn't even think about them, but it makes
you don't
sense.
Listen to Whitechapel?
I also didn't know that Seether left South Africa.
Do you? Maybe you do. Maybe he listens.
I mean,
maybe Eston listens to Whitechapel. I don't know.
Zach doesn't know me at all.
The chat.
That was B-holes.
Seether's way cooler.
0 points.
Yeah.
So, Wyatt, you want to try tying it with a 1 point? Or do we...
Yeah. I think that's the safe route, huh?
Mm.
1 point album art?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
1 point album art. This album was called Tell All Your Friends from 2002.
Well,
there's a theme to this.
So you want the name of the band?
Yeah, I need the
Taking Back Sunday.
The artist name.
Taking Back Sunday.
Such yes. Conviction.
Yes.
Is that what you're going with?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, fuck okay. Yeah.
Good call. It is Taking Back Sunday. To tie it up, twos.
That's also a good record. I like that record. Let's see. So we have just all 3-pointers left, huh?
Nope, you got a 1 point music trivia.
Oh. Well, we better take that 1 point if we think we can get it, because the rest are all 3-pointers, right?
Sure.
So,
yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
1 point music trivia. Coming at ya. Blank is an American rock band formed in Wilmette, Illinois, suburb of Chicago.
Easy.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, Patrick Stump, Pete Wentz, Joe Troman, and Andy Hurley.
I love Patrick Stump, man.
Fall Out Boy.
The record we're about to
it is
do.
Fall Out Boy. All right, Wheezy Bibs, you guys got 3-pointers across the board. What do you want?
You want to hit a random gauntlet?
Yep.
Let's do it. Random gauntlet.
You want red or do you want blue?
Red pill?
Yeah, red.
So they
he
picked
does.
Random
Another
gauntlet.
Fact.
They picked. They picked the red, random gauntlet. So your 4 available categories are an album art trivia, name that rock star, and band member 101.
Oh boy.
So I'm gonna pull this over. Yeah, let's spin it.
Ooh, this is fun.
Jesus.
Shoo. Shoo.
Name the Rock Star. Oh, I thought that was going to be the hardest one, too.
Oh. Album
what
art.
What is it? What is it?
It's album art.
Trivia.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Trivia.
Trivia.
Oh. Trivia. That's like that's not a real word. Medication.
Give me album art.
Okay.
Damn.
That they like have a commercial for it.
Your random gauntlet trivia question.
It didn't want to give us album art.
On which Led Zeppelin 70s album would you find the track "Since I've Been Loving You"?
Wow. I should know.
I know which ones it's not.
Which ones are it not?
Give you the answer.
You know, but there's not. It does, I don't know that.
But there's 90 million.
Right. You know. What
there's
I mean?
Only eight, but
it's a lot.
I should know it, and I don't.
My guess is
Zeppelin 3.
That was my guess.
Zeppelin 3.
You guys are gonna stick
yeah.
with it?
Zeppelin 3.
Yeah.
Well, your time's up. Zeppelin 3 is correct. Oh
damn.
My gosh!
That was pretty easy. No, it wasn't.
Isn't Zeppelin 3
the first one that went number one?
No.
No. I know it's not Zeppelin 4.
First album that
I know it's
one,
not
maybe.
Zeppelin 2. And
but,
Zeppelin 1 didn't
but they
happen
all went,
in the 70s.
Yeah.
So I was like, Zeppelin 3.
I think Zeppelin 3 was the first huge one for Zeppelin.
No, they were all huge.
Yeah, Random Gauntlet.
Random Gauntlet, huh? Okay, so your four categories are the Song Gauntlet, which in craziness would be would give everyone the opportunity to get points.
Oh, damn.
Song Gauntlet, Finish the Lyric, Album Art, and Slow Mo Song.
Song Gauntlet. So, Song Gauntlet.
Finish the Lyrics is hard, dude. I hope we don't get that one.
Album Art, or Slow Mo. I could do Slow Mo, too.
It's like the bottom of the ninth, and yeah. I'm never gonna win.
This is the one we want here. Okay, let's spin it.
It's gonna give me the one.
Spin me.
No! It's the Finish the Lyric.
God damn it!
This is how my entire life goes.
Just a city boy.
Okay, Finish the Lyric.
I'm trying to fill their heads with as many songs as possible right now.
So this is War Pigs.
Generals gathered in their masses.
So generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields.
In the fields, the
blank,
body's
blank,
burning.
Blink, 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 blink.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields, the body's burning. As the war machine keeps turning.
Yep.
Yeah, down, and the fields down. Of bodies burning as the war machine keeps
they got it.
No. How did you know?
I would have got as,
how did you
as
guys,
the war machine keeps turning.
Who could have possibly?
How did you guys get that one, man? Jeez.
I think you got that right.
Bodies burning as the war machine. Yep.
Yeah, they got it.
Hell yeah.
Nice freebie.
Hey, you guys... Honestly,
oh, shit,
you guys
though.
Both spun the easy,
I know,
like,
I know,
the two
I know.
Easiest gauntlet questions. Because some of them were very hard, and I was like, ah.
Well, why, music trivia 3 point?
Yep.
Damn, watch it be like, who's Eddie Van Halen's son?
Carl.
Carl.
This one's interesting.
Carl Van Halen.
Because it'll be, if you know it, it's super easy, but if you don't, then...
Carlos no, Van Halen. No,
yeah,
it's right. All right,
okay,
let's see it.
3-pointer. Tim McGraw's father was an athlete in which professional Whoa. Sports league?
Pro athlete.
It was definitely a league.
What sports did he play?
Baseball.
Did he play?
Okay, I'm going to go baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball. Isn't a professional sports league. Sorry, that's an incorrect answer.
What?
I'm kidding. It is the MLB.
God damn it.
I knew that one.
Well,
too.
Like the only one that isn't league, like the NFL, the MLB, right? The NBA doesn't say league, right?
I just
so
listened
I
to that
basketball.
Song. I just well, listened to that song that Tim McGraw wrote. The I went skydiving. I think he mentions baseball in there.
I know we don't actually get a tiebreaker, but I want to
It was close.
I don't want to do the tiebreaker. It was a good game. 8-6. I mean, that's pretty competitive.
Tight. Low scoring game.
But this is a fun tiebreaker. I had a lot of fun researching this. How many minutes and seconds exactly is our entire music catalog?
I don't know what the answer is, but I am excited to find out.
Can I add up on a calculator?
I would say 84 minutes.
I can't.
15 minutes later.
I'm not cheating.
84 minutes and 15 seconds.
84 minutes, 15 seconds.
It's a pretty good guess.
If I say it, I'm going to give it away because I know exactly how long both records are. And then,
you can't guess.
Add that up in your head.
I'm gonna go with.
No, I'm not good at math.
I'm gonna go. with, I'll go with 78 minutes and 43 seconds.
Seventy-seven minutes and 48 seconds. 77.
I'm gonna go 76 minutes and 59 seconds.
Zach likes The Price Is Right. Okay. Essentially.
It's actually 87
Damn
minutes.
Wow. 87? That's not 86.
10 minutes longer than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Did you count the EP?
Yeah, but White House Road must be longer than I thought.
White House Road's like 4 minutes, right?
4 minutes. Because Long Live the River is like 39 minutes, and Mileage is like 32. Yeah.
30, 28 or something.
Yeah, I can't do math. I told you that.
He did
but
say
that is so. That's the simplest math that you could fucking do.
I'm bad,
bro. I wouldn't want to do that.
That's not his forte. He's a history buff.
Yeah,
and
I could
geography. Maybe are you good at geography?
Yeah, very.
It's like I could do that math. Like I can read staff music. Like if you give me a little while, I can decipher it. But I can't do it right now.
That's why I literally was like, I know how long everything is. I just need to have a calculator to tell me.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, this week we're back another lap around the sun. Josh, you picked an album. What is it?
I did pick an album. And it's Dead Club City. By Nothing But Thieves.
Dead Club City.
I picked this album. I went back and forth on a couple of albums. And I have listened to these guys for a few years now. They're one of the only bands that like incorporates as many electronic elements as they do that I actually really consistently like. Because they also like tie it in well with all of their like guitar shit. And I don't know. I just think they have a really good... rounded sound. I don't know. I like everything about their band. The vocalist is a fucking phenomenal vocalist.
He reminds me so much of Closure in Moscow's vocalist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could hear that.
Yeah.
They're from England, some from somewhere in England. I don't know where, but I miss out on them every time they come, and they're coming this year again, and so I'm hoping I get to see them. But yeah, let's talk about the record.
So, something I wanted to do was listen to, like their other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is all of it like this?
Are they like a poppy, you know, kind of electronic band, or is this
rock? They've gotten progressively more electronic.
That was going to be a point I was going to make.
Like their very first album was basically just guitar. Pop
rock album,
yeah, guitar pop music, pop rock, you know.
Okay.
Their really second album, that, yeah. They started introducing a lot more electronic shit, but it was still very guitar driven. Their third album had even more electronic shit, and then this album came out last year, and it's had the most electronic shit that they've had, which I thought it was going to be like a big turnoff for me, but like there are some songs that I don't care for on here very much, but like for the most part, dude. I love it. I think it's a great album.
Super easy listening for me. I mean, yeah, I kind of put it on while I was just like cleaning my house and stuff. But I don't know. Like I like the style of it. Just very very poppy, but there's elements to it where they throw random things in. Like the song "Pop the Balloon."
Oh yeah,
that one. It's like so.
Ooh yeah.
I don't even know how you describe it. Like. just like doomy meets like doom music meets like pop.
That one kind of gave me Muse vibes a bit.
For sure.
The almost fucking
Sabbath-y.
A little Sabbath-y. The end of that song rips, man.
I think that's a bonus track too.
The album I sent you guys the is deluxe the version.
Yeah, okay.
So like, there's like three tracks at the end that were just added on this year.
I think that might have been. Yeah.
I think that one was.
This is the first time that I listened to a Nothing But Thieves album and I didn't go, oh, they're a rock and roll band that incorporates electronic music.
Right.
This didn't make me think of rock and roll really at all.
No. I mean, that's... I haven't listened... I've never listened to Nothing But Thieves. This was my first introduction to them ever. And honestly, when you sent it and I saw Dead Club City by a band called Nothing But Thieves, it kind of threw me for a loop.
I told you I had a curveball for you guys.
Well, yeah, or I mean, at least like hardcore, yeah, rock adjacent or something, you know, like a little heavier maybe. And then like the first track, I was like, well, maybe this is just like a red herring. Maybe this is just like a creative intro. No?
Right. When you first sent the link, I thought rock too, but I was so thrown off by the album cover. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is this supposed to be? It gave me vibes like old 70s Motown record cover vibes.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, it's but like weird and space age too, like futurism or something like that. And then I put it on and I was like surprised again because I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Because it was my first listen to
that same.
As well, you know what I mean? Same. I hadn't heard any of their other stuff.
Yeah. Tomorrow Is Closed also might be my favorite song on the whole record.
I think that's mine too. Yep, I was just looking at tracks. I think that's also my favorite.
I think my favorite is Do You Love Me Yet?
Oh, yeah.
Or City Haunts.
Mm. Members Only was the most rock and roll one on
Members
there,
Only
I think.
Was good, too, though. Yeah.
Members Only... also, I only heard like two or three songs where they actually had real drums.
I think if they have real drums, they're just
programmed.
Like, they're like... They like replace him with electronic drums because they have an actual drummer.
Okay,
but why would you waste the time doing that if you could just?
Well, I think his set is like. Electronic. I think he might play on an electronic set.
Oh,
that's interesting.
So, for me, like there was a few parts of the album where it was kind of like stagnant. I guess is the word I would use. Like the song Green Eyes. It started off good and it had this kind of like spacey kind of sound to it, and I was like, okay, like where is this gonna go?
Right.
And then it didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah. I agree with that. I wrote kind of a snoozer on that one.
See, now I really liked Green Eyes.
I liked it from the beginning.
Yeah, there's catchy elements, but yeah. The first time I listened to it, I just turned it on while I was doing shit. You know, you listen through all of it and then you go back and dissect, okay. Because when you just put it in headphones, you put your phone in your pocket, you're working or whatever you're doing. Like I'm moving right now, so that's what I was doing. And I didn't know the title to any of the songs, you know? So you just go back.
You're
and
listening.
But I
made mental note of several places that it was catchy or that I remembered words. And one of them was Green Eyes. Green Eyes Like Emerald,
Sienna Dreams, or whatever that chorus is.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty catchy. But second listen through, you get like 3 minutes in, and you're like, man, is it okay? They're going to have a big outro. It's going to do something.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. I liked the song. It just...
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I mean, I like the sound of it. In like the beginning, it has like this...
Mm-hmm. Just lack dynamics for me.
Yeah,
it never built.
It was hilarious. Me and Addie were listening to this album today driving, and Do You Love Me Yet was probably my least favorite song because it's so high, so the vocals are so the whole time.
I love his voice.
Addie loved it, and she could pitch match. perfectly.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she was right on it. And she would giggle because he sings so high, and that's how, like, that's how high her voice is. And so she was, like, cracking up that that there was a boy singing on a song that sounded like her voice sounds.
See, that's funny because this album, or the song City Haunts, the one right before it, he sings it, I think, in falsetto pretty much the entire song.
Mm-hmm. Both of those back-to-back are very high.
Yeah. He's a good vocalist, well, man.
I really like his vocals.
He sings high.
He does it live, too.
I mean, pretty much across the whole album.
True.
I mean,
but he drops down in quite a bit.
He has a big range.
Yeah.
I mean, but drops down. He's got a high voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's all...
When he's using his lower voice, though, that's when he reminds me the most of, like, Closure in Moscow, when he's kind of just using his, like, speaking voice.
Right.
Kind of has that, like, kind of flair to it. Like, it's still high, but, you know.
Right.
The inflections he's using. It just...
I didn't make this connection through most of the album, but, like, my first listen to Welcome to the DCC.
That one didn't really grab my attention. It was okay.
My first initial thought was, this guy sounds like The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very Weeknd vibes.
At least that song. You know?
I've never thought about that, but I can see it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It gave me, like, pop the hips.
Yeah.
Grab your dick and pop the hips, baby.
That song? Wow.
Very, very funk.
Pop the hips, baby.
He's right, dude.
That song and what was the one of the bonus tracks? Oh, no, He Said What?
Yeah,
gave me, like Michael Jackson vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the beat.
Very.
And like, not necessarily, like, kind of his vocals, but for sure, like, the beat and, like, the little, like, organs they have in the background. Very Michael Jackson vibes. Yeah.
Honestly, outside of, like, Members Only.
It's Members Only is, like, the only return to rock on the whole record, I think.
Talking to Myself was kind of rocky.
Was it?
They have
a lot of guitar parts in the album, but you have to really, like, listen for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in Do You Love Me Yet, City Haunts, they both have, like, cool guitar tones, like, in the chorus.
Totally.
But it's, like, it meshes really well with the electronic elements, mm-hmm. so you can't really, unless you're like, oh, that's a guitar, then it just kind of blends in with everything else.
That aspect actually gave me some Killers vibes.
Dude, I wrote... on number three, Tomorrow's Closed, that's a very killer song.
Maybe really that's like what that I song. Like about yeah. it. Yeah. Maybe. Because, yeah. I could hear it.
Pop the Balloon was rock and roll, I guess.
Yeah.
Pop the Balloon was the closest to... That and Members Only were the closest to, like, what I had known. Now, I've never been, like, huge on... Nothing But Thieves, but I've always liked them enough to, like, listen to some of the older records. And those ones kind of took me back to, like, oh, it's Nothing But Thieves. The rest of it gave me very Michael Jackson, The Weeknd, just, like, pop synth 80s sounding music.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, I'm not typically, like, a fan of that music, and it... Probably
but you love The Weeknd.
I love The Weeknd, but I'm talking just like electronic driven music in general. Yeah. Like, I'm not huge on, you know. I like a very small amount of, like, electronic artists. Like, I like Justice, like Daft Punk, mm-hmm. some of Daft Punk. I don't like all of Daft Punk. And I guess The Weeknd, he works, you know, with that kind of group.
But I wouldn't call these guys an electronic group.
They're going that way, though, it seems, you know?
If you listen to this, if you just listening to this album, yeah. I would definitely say they are.
Yeah.
Or at least, I would have guessed that they were, like, a pop band that's kind of, like, this isn't necessarily poppy, but it's, like,
pop adjacent.
Yeah, like, trying to be, or not trying to be, you know? It's close. Right. It's in that same direction. And that's why I asked, because I've never listened to another Nothing But
Thieves. The DCC album. That was very like The Hills by the
Weeknd.
Yeah. There was definitely parts that for sure. I mean, is that the best comparison? I think it's the best comparison.
To The Weeknd?
Yeah.
I mean, I think
it's got elements for sure.
Yeah.
Because I mean, they're also not really like anybody.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, there's very definitely unique. Parts of this that you're like, that's not like The Weeknd at all.
Yeah. I tried really hard to pick a genre for them. I failed to do that. Yeah, I really don't know what to call it.
What are they?
Pop, electronic, yeah, so rock.
That's a thing.
Right? It's like you have to say a couple words for Shirley, right? You know what I mean?
It doesn't have a genre because they bounce so far around.
British rock band.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's from their last three albums. This past, and also one album doesn't define your sound. The first three albums, I feel like, especially the first album, but what's the one with the white lady? Is that their second or third?
That's the second one.
That's like a rock and roll record, man.
That's a good album.
Yeah, that's a great album.
Broken Machine.
Yeah, that's a good record.
So there was Sony. I mean, their label is Sony Music.
Yeah.
RCA. Damn.
I could see if... So, like, let's say DCC hits the radio waves really big. This band could be fucking huge. I mean, they have that sound.
They could.
I mean, they're starting... The last couple times I've missed them in Denver, they were, like, playing at the Summit Music Hall. Mm. And now they're coming this year, and they're playing the Fillmore, which is a lot bigger.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, they're getting bigger in the States for sure. They're huge in the UK.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So, the other page said that their tour for this album was all Southern Europe and Australia. So, mm-hmm. That must be where their fan base is, you know, predominant. Yeah. So, I mean, they say alt rock, indie rock, hard rock. Man, I would not have guessed that from this album at all. No. But
yeah, can you pull up your Spotify real quick? Mm-hmm. I just want to show you guys this part on this song, because they used to do shit like this all the time that I loved. It's kind of, and Zach would love this. It's like really like kind of like off time shit.
So before we listen to it, because you're talking about like the off time, a band that just came to mind for me that is really giving me like vibes of this. In like, I don't know why, I really don't, but like Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I'm getting vibes from like just like maybe it's the vocals being higher. Yeah.
That's
maybe
such it's a that pull every from the song past.
Is like just different and they have like a different kind of flair on things.
Right.
But
I could see a little bit of that.
I don't know. Dance Gavin Dance.
15 years.
What song
that's a crazy.
Go to.
You're right.
They give me a bit of a vibe.
They had a EP that came out a couple years ago. Okay, so Nothing But Thieves.
Also, what was the band I sent you yesterday? Friday Pilots Club?
Yeah.
That band and sounds very similar to this
band.
Yeah,
they have elements of these guys for sure.
Moral Panic?
No, that was the album. But go to... where is it?
Nothing But Thieves is also a great band name.
So, but it throws.
Oh yeah, it is. It was on an EP, and then they put it on Moral Panic. Yeah, go to Moral Panic and go to Is Everybody Going Crazy? But then go to like to about halfway through the song.
See, they were a rock and roll band. This is just kind of an off record, I think.
Yeah, I will say Nothing But Thieves. The name throws me off.
Yeah. That just gives me name. Such closure in Moscow vibes. Yeah. I'm sorry. That vocal.
See, so this last album, they started getting a little more electronic. But, like, listen to this bridge that's coming up, dude. It's so cool. The time, like, I still can't figure out the timing on it. But they used to do a lot more of this shit.
See, Josh, I don't think this is a real drum set.
They have a real drummer.
I know. Maybe for live.
That's a real drum. That's a real drum set. Right here.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, they fucking rip, dude.
Yeah.
With that phaser kind of
right here.
That's cool.
Yeah. That shit is so cool.
That's also such a crazy effect on the guitar. What do you think that is?
Dude, so what album is that? Like, sorry.
It's their last album. Now it's Moral Panic.
Yeah. Moral Panic. What is that song?
That one's is Everybody Going Crazy.
I like that a lot.
I want to kind of maybe start wrapping this up. But as far as like production and stuff, I mean, it's as good as it can get, right? I mean, it's
top notch.
Yeah, but then you look and see that they Sony Music and
are they still on Sony?
I was gonna say that's what you get.
That's what it said. Sony.
This was record. Yeah, their label. Go back. Dead Club City. Oh no, it was up here. Discography. Yep.
So this album just came out.
Oh wait. I'm sorry. Yeah, Sony Music. Yep.
Yep. So this album came out in June of last year, but then they released the deluxe edition like a couple weeks ago.
Right. Okay. That's what I saw on Spotify because I just saw like March 14th or something. Mm-hmm.
Where does this record rank in your Nothing But Thieves rankings?
Do you think it represents them well?
No. Well, I don't know because they're slowly changing their sound. So right. I don't know what is representative of them.
I don't know anymore. If I would call this record slowly changing their sound.
This is the first I've heard of them.
I think they've been progressing to this point.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but you never know. I mean, they could be going like full The Weeknd to the next record. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
I think this is probably my third favorite. I think it's the second album, then the first album, then this one, and then Moral Panic.
Yes, Broken Machine is so fucking good. I don't know if I've listened to the first album enough.
It's really good too.
Moral Panic, I wasn't really a fan of. So this one, I have a hard time deciding on this one because this dude is a fucking master at melodies. Good
dude,
Lord.
I love his melodies, man.
So good.
I like his lyrics a lot too.
Yeah, yeah, he's a great writer.
Yeah.
Dead Club City.
Like the second song. now, Dead Club City, I could be like, if I never heard that song again, I would be fine. Just like anything on pop radio. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. That was their single that they put out.
But Overcome, dude, the melody in Overcome.
Overcome.
Is so.
Overcame.
Got him.
The melody in Overcome, literally, I almost texted you and said, I have a boner listening to this song. Because it is phenomenal.
Good save.
Yep, had to swallow that one quick.
My favorite part of the entire record is the melodies. The melodies are the best melodies Nothing But Thieves has ever had.
There's one chorus on this album that I thought... The melody was really cool.
I will be stealing melodies from this guy. Not all the not the melody.
Oh, I think it was Members Only. Is that the one where he's like na 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 na?
That's hard to decipher.
Can you go to Members Only real quick, please?
Yeah, and while I do that, everyone be thinking of their vote, their rank of this song, whether it be thumbs up, 50%.
You mean the album?
This record, yeah, sorry. Okay. This album.
And then if you can, just go to the chorus.
Members Only, you said?
Yeah. God damn!
Sorry.
Yeah. That's so
it's
catchy.
It's almost like Justin Timberlake vibes too. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Melodies are solid.
Yeah,
I will say, just I did make this connection earlier. Well, looking at the lyrics, I went, did he just say, "Ain't I told you?" And he does. Mm. Daylight over, roll up lonely. Ain't I told you? Members only.
That's a cool.
Hey,
line.
That's cool. Like that, yeah. Line. Ain't I told you, members only?
Yeah. That's a cool line.
Taking that one out.
It's not fair, man. Estin can just say what he wants, and he edits the damn thing, so he can just take it right out. Yeah. You know?
Well, you know, perks of being the boss.
That's right.
See, that's what that's I'm right. saying.
This is my employer, Mr. You McGraw, can everybody.
Do racist things and not get racist.
All right. No, a solid album in all. And overall,
what did you think about it? You didn't say like two words.
Pretty darn good. You know what I mean? I don't really. I like. So I like my. He's rock pretty darn good.
He looks high as fuck right now.
He is.
Thanks.
He's blitzed.
I gotta go to the airport, so I was like, "Oh, I need something to help me with that." You know,
tonight?
Yeah, tonight. I gotta. Somebody's gotta pick his dumb ass up.
And it's
up,
windy
you know?
As fuck out there.
Tyler.
Oh.
Fuck. Is that, it's either that or he could get an Uber, and I don't trust an Uber driver. What's that? Anyways, it's like I said, I didn't really know what to think. You know what I mean? I didn't know what to call him. I like my rock and roll music and my electronic stuff kind of separated. It's never something I would put on.
Separate,
those
but
two
equal.
Things are together. Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
Oh man, I want to make this joke, but it's not gonna make it.
Yeah, you make it, and then I'll just, if I remember, I'll cut it out.
Never mind. No, I'm not saying it.
Okay.
That's wisdom.
No, but I was like,
that's what the Bible teaches.
You're gonna right find here. Out what I think about it in like, I mean, just a second or two here. I all think right, you all know.
All right. So should we vote on it? Is that what you're segueing to?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's.
Okay. On the count of three, thumbs up, 50% or thumbs down. 1, 2, 3. We got 3, 4 out of 5. We got 2 50 percenters.
I think it was very okay.
I would listen to it on my own.
The albums of all time.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If I needed something to listen to, I'd listen to this.
This 50% was kind of a hard choice for me, but it's my least favorite Nothing But Thieves record so far. And so I had to go 50% because I really liked their first two.
It had to grow on me a little bit because like when I listened to it first last year, I didn't love it. But the more I listen to it, I'm like, I really like this album.
You kind of have an ear for, or like a taste for pop music, even more so than
music.
I do.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like The Weeknd at all.
Dude, I'm a Swiftie. I love Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor Swift. Now, I'm not saying all pop music. I'm just saying, like, The Weeknd was one I could never get into, but you love him.
Just so you guys know, we can't say her name on here.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's just a clause. It's across the internet. You can't
actually say. Can I say I'm a Swiftie?
I think so.
You can't say Taylor Swift?
I'll have to look up.
Why?
That's insanity.
That is wild.
Dude, I love the memes of like.
How can you not say
like
a person's
what
name?
What Travis Kelce.
How are you guys
Kelce
believing
goes
that?
Home
just made
to
this
like.
Up.
What he goes home to bang after
it
winning the Super
is.
Bowl.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Like,
I was going to say, but there can't be a clause on saying any words. You can
you
say whatever
on,
you fucking
like on YouTube or anything.
You
want
to bet?
They'll just silence your video. They don't give
dude,
a shit.
Dude, I bet there's some words they wouldn't let you say. No. We were talking
try
about
it.
Earlier.
Just spit some out.
I've
Zach,
seen people
what
get their heads cut off.
I think I'm good.
Can you give me a list?
I could.
Make sure to look into the camera and really enunciate.
We got pretty... we've been in a very edgy feeling in this room this entire time so far. Yeah. But...
Let's reel it in.
Yeah. You've always really liked, like, even The Weeknd, and I never really got into him, and that's, like, the closest comparison I could say for this record. And because I also went into this record thinking it's going to be a Nothing But Thieves with some synth and a rock and roll record. And it was not that. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I enjoyed it. A lot. I really fucking liked Overcome, Tomorrow's Closed. Even Members Only is great. There's songs I really enjoyed on it. My least favorite Nothing But Thieves record thus far.
I had to take my personal, would I listen to this on a daily basis out of my rank, my vote? Because like if I were to go, okay, personal preference, where do I put this on my scale of like, will I listen to it? It definitely would have been a 50% or even a thumbs down. But I do have moments where I enjoy this type of music. And just a couple of snippets that we just played of their older stuff I could get into. And there's definitely songs on this that I would get into, but this record in general, on a daily, weekly basis, I wouldn't probably listen to.
Could I give a quick comparison and suggestion? If you like this record, the Friday Pilots Club is a new band. I think they're out of LA.
All the clubs.
And they are pretty fucking good, man.
They're good.
They're very poppy, just like this record
is.
Yeah,
they're very similar to this, yeah.
And they're...
Not as electronic driven, but they're also kind of headed in that direction.
Yeah, yep. I would venture to say these guys, or Friday Pilots Club, probably likes this band.
Right.
Because they sound very similar. But they're a cool band. They're new. Newer, anyways. And they're about to drop a record. But
speaking about new bands, new music, and recommendations, Josh, you got a song recommendation on top of this album review?
I do. I just stumbled upon these guys.
Yeah, I
actually posted about
this.
Them
I was
going
to listen, and I didn't.
Yeah, they're called Wonder Horse.
Oh, yeah. I saw you.
Horse like the animal or whores like the horse?
Horse.
like the animal.
Horse. Okay.
Wonder Horse. Wonder with a U.
Wonder
Horse.
Wonder Horse.
Do you know where they're from?
And the song's called Leader of the Pack.
Leader of the Pack.
I think they're also from the UK.
Wow.
I think they're also English.
UK's kicking out some good shit lately.
Wonder Horse.
Doesn't say, but
I thought it was
pretty
German.
Sure that's where they're from. Yeah, solid band. Check them out.
What kind of music do they play?
They're like alternative rock music.
All right. Well, Wonder Horse. W
U
N D E R W H O
H
O R S E.
Triple U. Triple U.
Horse.
Wonder Horse.
Triple U N D E R.
Yeah.
Leader of the Pack. Wonder Horse. Check it out. And check out our shit. We're SNA6. This is the Third Street Podcast. Should have let Wyatt do the outro too. He's been wanting to take some more responsibility. That
God,
I'm very reluctant.
He's finding
to get
his
him.
Voice.
He's moving up. He's moving up.
Holy shit!
Well, he had one opportunity and don't know. Tell us in the comments how his intro was.
Fuck.
We'll we'll be back next week with another one of these, huh?
Yeah,
hell yes.
Yeah, we should start taking requests from people who are watching. Ooh. To review albums.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you guys have
great
album
idea.
Ideas,
also who's next? Zach?
You just come up with that off the dome,
yeah.
Dude.
It's my
pick next. But yeah, nice. If you have an album that you think we would like or you want to know our opinion on, drop it in the comments, shoot us a DM, or keep it to yourself forever and never tell anybody. We'll be back next week. See you guys.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.